And we're back here at Martin Stadium where the Vikings lead the Coffee High Trojans 36-0. And we got a halftime guest with us, former Lounge High Viking quarterback, number 12, Christian Glisson. How you doing, Christian?
Doing good. Glad to be here.
John, it's good to see you. You're a sophomore at the University of Georgia and baseball. And I don't even think about baseball yet. We're still in football, but you guys have been playing baseball for weeks now, hadn't you?
Correct. Yeah, we, well, the NCAA, they don't really let us play other teams. We played a 30 game or so fall season and inter-squads, break up into Colts versus Dogs. You know, we do a red-black series, and it's really a lot of fun.
Well, I know I saw some of your pictures that you had where you played for, was it the Bulls, the Barons? Who was it you played for? I mean, the names this summer, right?
Oh, the Douglasville Bulls.
Yeah. I looked, and it looked like the Durham Bulls. you guys have had really good success. Really expect a lot of good things from you guys this spring, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to be a young team, no doubt, but we have probably the best pitching we've had in a long time, and got a lot of studs coming back, a lot of people who are just prepared to lead and go out there and work hard, and I think we're going to be a really good team.
Well, you're going to be behind the plate, probably seeing a lot of action this year, right?
Yeah, I look to do that. I felt like I had a pretty productive fall, and I just want to go out there, you know, and do what I can and just continue to try to play well. And Coach told me, you know, if I just keep working hard, I'll have a chance to do big things. So.
What kind of batting average were you doing in the spring or this fall?
Yeah, like I said, we probably played about 30 games, and I didn't really start off too hot, but I came along there and ended up batting a little over 300, around 300, and, you know, just did well, and hopefully that'll roll over to the springtime.
Well, that's great. I tell you, you are behind the plate. You throw right-handed, but you hit left-handed, and that's always a desired thing in a baseball player, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I reckon it's just kind of a blessing, I guess, to be able to do that. It makes makes things a lot easier and helps you get in the lineup a lot more, honestly.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to find the left-handed bats, isn't it, to get it in that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate. We have a good bit of left-handed bats on our team, actually, and we've got several freshmen who swing it that way, and we lost a lot last year, obviously, but that's one thing that our coaches like is lefties who they feel like can swing it a little bit. So.
Now, you mentioned the team's going to be relatively young this year, but you had an opportunity. You made the 25-man roster last year going into some of the regionals. How was that for you as a backup catcher?
Right. It was a learning experience, obviously, but it was just a whole lot of fun. And, you know, coaches told me he wanted me to get a glimpse of what it feels like to be in the postseason and just to get in there and have that experience. And, you know, I was thankful to be there, and I was thankful to be a part of it, and hopefully we'll get back there next year and even further.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll have the regionals again in Tallahassee. Being a Seminole fan, I love to pick on my Noles, but you guys came over and gave Florida State a pretty good game in that first series right there, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of things that we just never really put together,
yeah.
But they were tough, man. They hit the ball when they needed to. They come up with clutch pitches when they had to have it, and it was just something that it was just hard to overcome, and they kept hanging in there, and they eventually put us out, but like I said, it was a good series all around. So.
Yeah, a great experience for you, and I know that the Dogs will be looking good next year on the baseball diamond. Now I want to kind of turn a little bit and talk about something real serious. We talked about, Wes and I did, Chance Veazey from the Tiff County Blue Devils had a horrific accident just a few nights ago. You've been up to the hospital. How's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with. And you hear about this kind of thing, you know, every now and then from other teams and things, but, I mean, being a guy that, well, number one, I grew up with Chance,
yeah,
back home in Tiffin, you know, and I grew up playing ball, got to watch him, you know, and everything, and play against him and with him, and being the guy on the team, you know, that's from the same hometown, the only guy who really knows him more than just baseball, him more than just being on the Georgia baseball field, you know, it was really rough, you know, and my heart really goes out to him, and just having the opportunity to go in there and see him and talk to him and, you know, just give him a few words of encouragement, I feel like it meant a lot to him, but it's just really a rough situation. But.
Well, I understand, and for those of us listeners just tuning in, Chance Veazey, a former Tiff County Blue Devil, probably going to be the starting second baseman for the Georgia Bulldogs this year on the diamond. Had an accident, partially severed spine, I understand, having surgery, just really horrific. Such a promising young man, comes from a great family. And I, like you, grew up in Tifton. I know the Cottles, and I know the Veezies, and just the family suffering that that whole family has gone through with Kyle and Mitzi Cottle.
Correct.
And so many different things. It's just, it's so heart-wrenching, and we do. We wish them the best. Our prayers go out to their family. I heard about it a couple nights ago, and we're a family in Region 1-5A, and it doesn't matter whether you came from Tifton or Coffee or Valdosta. You don't want to see that to anybody.
Correct, yeah.
Well, Christian, I appreciate you coming up, and I'm going to let you get back down and enjoy the second half of this fine football game. The Vikings just seem to be on fire here in the first half. Reminds you of 07 a little bit?
Oh, yeah. They got a lot going for them right here. I can't wait to see what happens and see the rest of the season. Hopefully I'll get back and catch a few more games. So.
All right. Appreciate it, Christian. I'm glad to see you. Good welcome. You're welcome back anytime. When you come up and see us.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Christian Glisson, former Lounge High Viking quarterback, now a catcher for the University of Georgia baseball team. Thank you. I appreciate you coming up, Christian. We do have some halftime stats. Thank you to Coach Dice and his staff. Halftime stats, first downs, Coffee with 5, Vikings with 7. Rushing tonight, 20 yards for a negative 2 yards for Coffee, while the Vikings have rushed 15 times for 145 yards. Passing tonight, Coffee's 5 of 10 for 39 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. The Vikings are 3 of 5 for 41 yards, also no touchdowns or no interceptions. Total plays, Coffee with 30, Lounge with 20. Total offensive output in the first half, Coffee with 37 yards, and the Vikings with 186 yards. Coffee has fumbled the ball once tonight, the Vikings have not. Penalties. Coffee was penalized 2 times for 15 yards, while the Vikings have been penalized 6 times for 60 yards. No punts here in the first half for our Vikings. The leading rusher for Coffee, number 10, Raymond Campbell, 4 carries, 11 yards. Their leading receiver, number 14, Aaron Drew, 2 catches for 21 yards. The Vikings, their leading rusher, number 29, Troy Braswell, 5 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. And we don't have the leading receiver, but I'd have to say it probably is Brian Moore.
Captain Brian Moore, probably with that one catch. Yep. Obviously, Clemens had a couple of little screens that he got 10, 12 yards on each one, but that one catch that Brian had that Cole really just zipped the ball to him. That was beautiful.
That really was a great play. And we're back here at Martin Stadium, ready to kick off the ball for the second half. Our Vikings lead 36-0 over the Trojans of Coffee High School. Wes, where you been? Took a little nap?
Nope. Let you do your thing.
It's really great to talk to Christian and to see what he's been doing up at Athens and the work that he's been doing on the baseball diamond. Probably going to be the starting catcher for the University of Georgia this spring.
Bill, and Valsa still leads Tip 14-7. Northside, Warner Robins 20, Warner Robins nothing. It is Colquitt 7, Houston 3 in the third, and it's still 14-0. Thomasville over Berrien. Brooks County leads Cook 13-0. Clinch 27, Pelham 7 right now. All righty, we're going to set the kickoff, and Jed Solomon will kick off. Ganey and Hill back deep. See how long our starters play here, and see whether we go to a running clock.
We've had our second team kickoff now on the field the last two times we've kicked off, and that's what we see again. Mikeyon Pageant, Darnell Swopes, Battles. Don't want to leave anybody out. I'm trying to see who else is out there. That's number 51, Michael Van Gurden. Number 24, Kevin Edwards.
All righty, Solomon puts his foot into it. The second half is underway. High end over end kick, and it will sail into the end zone. Come back out. Be first and 10. Coffee at their own 20-yard line.
Good kick by Jed Solomon deep into the end zone, and that's always a weapon when you can make the other team start from the 20-yard line. Don't give them that opportunity to return the ball. And looks like mostly the starting defense out there right now.
Alrighty, Coffee comes to the line of scrimmage, ball in the middle of the field. Garner goes under center. He's got two receivers near side, tied into the far side. puts a man in motion back towards Coffey's bench, stops, gives it to the fullback off the right side. He crosses the 20, gets up to the 21, the 22, fights his way to the 23-yard line.
That was Cornelius Crockett on the carry, and he was just met by a host of Vikings after only a very short game. Brian Moore in on the tackle. We saw Riyad Moore come off the sideline right before half, kind of limping. I was looking down to see if I see him on the sideline. Not on the field right now.
Again, Coffey splits at receivers. One man far side, one man near side. That is Campbell to our side. Wing back right behind the tight end. Now wing back in motion towards us. Gives it to the fullback up the middle, over the left side. Crosses the 25, up to the 26. They'll mark him, Bill, at the 26-and-a-half-yard line. So from second and six, it'll be a look about third and four, third, four-and-a-half.
Crockett again on the carry. I just had an update from Warner Robins. Northside leads 20-14 with about 6 minutes left in that ball game.
So Warner Robins has come back and scored two touchdowns in. Ball on the far side of the field, third and three, up at the 27-yard line. Two receivers far side, two near side. Garner in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. Drop those linebackers off the line just a little bit. Still a shovel pass underneath. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward. He'll be close to the first down, Bill, but it'll be short by about half a yard. And in on the tackle, Josh Clemens, I believe, was in on the tackle along with Jordan Black.
Yeah, the little shovel pass to Aaron Drew. Just stuck his nose in there. Almost gets a first down, but he, as you say, about a half yard short. They are going to go for it. They'll bring in Ed Christian now onto the defensive line.
Two receivers come near side. Garner goes under, gives it to the fullback. He's got the first down as he crosses the 30. No,
he's kept,
he kept the ball himself. Fool me again, and we tackling for a loss. That's Geraldo Orta. I thought the fullback had it, Bill.
Let me tell you what just happened too, Wes. There was an inadvertent whistle. I heard the whistle even through my headsets. They blew the whistle thinking that the fullback had the ball. And let's see what they...
Yep, inadvertent whistle.
Do they play that over?
No. You have to play it. It killed the play right there. It'll go over on downs to the Vikings. Sell that one to Coach Etheridge.
I mean, we have seen this a couple times. This
they are doing the play over, guys.
That's not what the rule says.
You're right. That play should have been dead when they blew the whistle.
And that's what the conversation...
That would have been a turnover on downs.
It absolutely was an inadvertent whistle.
That's and he doesn't get the first down. No, he's going to be close to the first down. Ed Christian had him in the backfield.
They're
going to
mark him on the 30-yard line, it looks like, and that would be enough for a first down.
Guys, his second effort did get it. He came, got hit at the line by Ed, but then rolled to his left. And fought his way across the line to get the first down.
I don't know the rule well enough to say that's not the rule.
That's not the rule, Bill. I officiated too many years. I know what the rule says. The play is dead when the whistle is blown. But man in motion throws the kite made out at the 34-yard line, and we ride him out of bounds right there.
Well, he is out of bounds. The clock continues to run. I'd say we do have a running clock.
We've got a running clock here in the third period. On the other hand, Bill, I understand why the officials do it. Where the Coffey is outmanned. Two receivers come near side. Tight end lines up on the near side. Durden and Josh Clemens in man coverage out here. Tight end to our side. Garner goes under, gives it to the fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. It was second and four. It'll be third and 4.5.
He gets right to the 35-yard line. And you're right, that'll bring up third down and five now for the Trojans.
Now. Third and five, two receivers far side, two near side, Garner in the shotgun. Keeps Clark back there with him. Takes a snap, looks, throws, across the middle, all off the fingertips of number 14. That's Aaron Drew. It would have been enough for first down. As it is, it'll be fourth and five.
And they will bring on the punt unit now. Punts have not been very successful for the Trojans tonight.
Nope.
They've had one return for a touchdown. That on a very short shank punt.
Braswell and Corey Franklin standing about the 35. Lott standing at the 20. There's a kick.
Better punt.
And Franklin signals fair catch and makes it at the 42-yard line. Vikings will take over at, I'm sorry, not the 42, at our own 37-yard line, first and 10 from there. 7:05 to go in the third quarter, Vikings leading 36-0. Clock stops for a change of possession. They set the chains, and the official.
Now, they didn't wind the clock just then.
It'll start on the snap, and it does. And we give it right up
the
middle
bull.
To the bull. He crosses the 40 up to the 41, 42, fights his way out to the 43-yard line.
Look at here. Now you got the PA announcer calling him the bull.
At least calling Telvin the Terminator.
Yeah, he has that. Well, see, Steve goes to lunch with us on Thursday now at Crystal River Seafood, so he picks up on all our little nicknames.
Paul Johnson brings a play, and he comes to the near side, relying Brian Moore up as a tight end on the far side, Corey Franklin right off his hip. Five-man front. Four linebackers for Coffee. Walk a man up, and we give it to Braswell on the cut. He goes across the 45. Still on his feet, crosses the 50, across the 45 of Coffee. And that's about a 10, 12, 13-yard run out across to the 44. I think they're going to mark him down. It'll be first and 10 there.
It will be crossing the 45. Good run by Troy Braswell.
That's the 44-and-a-half-yard line. 6:15 to go here in the third. Aaron Winston comes near side. Parker goes under center. Offensive line, point now blocks. Tied into the Coffee side. Franklin in motion. Parker keeps it, rolls right, looks, throws downfield. He's got Braswell at the 40, at the 35, and they'll haul him down at the 32-yard line.
I was going to say, Cole had two open receivers on that pattern. He had number 11, and that is Sam Duncan out in the flat, and he had Troy Braswell coming across the middle. He had his choice.
A gunslinger out there doing what he does best.
Demons have the ball on the 50-yard line, 2:59, one timeout left, and they trail 20-14.
Parker goes under center, two receivers near side, man in motion towards us, pitches out to Franklin. Franklin looking behind that big line, across the 30, the 25, the 20, still on his feet, cuts inside.
He's still
at the
up.
15,
oh.
still on his feet. They trip and he stumbles and falls across the 10-yard line, down at the 9.
With I'm watching a couple of the Coffee players. One's got yellow gloves. One's got yellow socks. And I keep seeing yellow like there's a flag being thrown.
First and goal ends at the 9.5-yard line with 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings looking to add to this 36-0 score. Kenneth Durden comes near side. Franklin wing back far side. He's got Sam Duncan at fullback. Tied into the far side. Five-man front. Braswell in motion. Rolls around, looks. Franklin open in the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin, and I see you, Cole Parker. Great little catch and pitch. Valdosta leads Tiff 35-7. Checking into the Viking lineup, Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon.
And Bill, our Viking offense just sliced through that Coffee defense like the Miller brothers and David Parker with a scaffold on a fat boy.
It's not even going there. 42-0. Here's the point after attempt.
Jack Dalton, there's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And we'll take a 30-second break. 5:09 left to go in the third. Vikings leading 43-0. Back at Martin Stadium, the Concrete Palace. Vikings lead 43-0 here in the third with 5:09 to go. And folks are starting to get up and slip out of the stadium.
I thought we lost some at halftime. We're starting to lose a few more now. So that means we got to be on our best behavior. Maybe folks will listen to us on the radio in their car on the way home.
Solomon set to kick off. Ganey and Hall back deep. Ganey and Hill. Puts his foot into it. High end over end kick. Ganey will take at the 5, comes up the middle of the field, the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35 still on his feet, and who brings Swokes. Him down at the 45-yard line?
Number 4, Darnell Swokes on the tackle. Boy, he was the last defense.
He caught a wedge and slipped in behind that wall.
Kevin Ganey, you're right. He just exploded through the wedge. And Darnell Swoats, the only player back there for the Vikings that had an opportunity to make that tackle.
Ball out at the Coffee 46-and-a-half-yard line, first and 10. There's a snap, and they give it to the quarterback. He still got it, and we hit him as he crosses the 50 up to down to the 49-yard line.
How much time is left? Warner Robins just went up 21-20 over the Northside Eagles. 1 minute, 20 seconds to go in that ball game. Warner Robins now leads 21-20 over the Eagles. You hear the crowd behind us excited about maybe giving Northside that first loss in the region.
Second and 5, the ball at our 49-yard line. As much as we like it, what we really need is for Colquitt to win next week.
Yep.
That's what matters. Hill in motion. They give it to Clark. Garner keeps the ball, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose 2 yards back to his own 49.
Hey, looking to see who made that tackle. Looks like Robert Anderson. Robert Anderson back playing a little linebacker.
That goes now to 3rd and 8, the ball at the 48.
Actually, no, Wes, he's on the line.
48-and-a-half-yard line. 4 minutes to the inside, 4 minutes to go here in the third, leading 43-0. Now, two receivers come near side, one far side. Garner in the shotgun. Waiting on the snap. Got him in motion towards us. That's White. Takes a snap. Drops back, looking. Throws out in the flats. Oh, and batted at the line of scrimmage by number 46. That is Matt Frazier. Got his big hands on there and knocked that ball down.
Little pass breakup by Matt Frazier. That'll bring up 4th down now for the Trojans, and they'll go into punt formation.
Yes, they will. Aaron Lott back. Was you able to get that number for me before you left work?
No, that was the block site. I've tried to get it on my phone, but I still can't get it. I can't go to sports sites at work. Go figure. They want you to do work.
Braswell and Corey Franklin back deep to receive, standing about the 20. There's Lott's punt. We go for it. Gets it away. High punt. Braswell makes the catch at the 12. Sits by one man, two at the 20. The 25, the 30, down the sidelines. That's the 40. He's at the 45. Goodbye, Troy. Goodbye, Troy. Goodbye, Troy. Touchdown, Becky.
I see you, Troy Braswell.
Colby
does have a player down, Wes.
An 80-yard punt return by Troy Braswell.
Player down for the Trojans. We don't have a number. Looks like, I want to say 8, but Kavorski Hutto, and that's one of their big players.
3:15 to go, and we've got an injury timeout right now. So let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Troy Braswell on an 81-yard touchdown, on an 81-yard punt return for a touchdown as sends our lead out to 49-0. Bill, give us a quick update what's happening up in McConnell-Talbert Stadium.
Last bit, the same thing that we heard. On a 4th down, the Warner Robins Demons pass for a 37-yard touchdown to go...
47.
47, excuse me, on a 4th down to go up 21-20 over the Northside Eagles. Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon check into the lineup for the Vikings now for the extra point attempt.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 3:15 to go in the ball game. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Vikings 50. Coffee nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers. Set the ball down on the 40-yard line for Jed Solomon. Back deep is Hill. And Campbell goes back deep along with Ganey on the far side.
Final from McConnell-Talbert. The Demons defeat the Eagles 21-20.
There's a kick. High end over end kick. That ball sails back into the end zone. Will not be returned. 1st and 10. Coffee at the 20-yard line with 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. All right, Bill.
Get your roster out. Vikings lead 50-0 here in the third quarter. And we will see now the entire backup JV defense.
That cheer you hear is from the crowd, from the on the announcer, from the public address announcer. Doesn't really help us a whole lot, though.
It just puts 2 1-loss teams in the region, being Lowndes and Northside. But Northside wins the tiebreaker by the head-to-head right now.
Right.
We need them to lose next week, maybe, against Colquitt Packers.
And timeout Vikings. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, the Concrete Palace, the Palace of Pain. Vikings lead it 50-0 with 3:15 to go here in the third period. Coffee football, first and 10 on the 20-yard line.
Colquitt leads 21-3 in their game tonight.
They go to the Wildcat offense. They snap the ball to Campbell. Nope, right up the middle. And let's see if they stay in that thing. Looks like they might. Ball carrier was number 29, Todrick Johnson. Looks like they're going to stay in the Wildcat. Second and a long 5.5. Splits their receivers. It's Campbell with Cornelius Crockett back there. Campbell with the ball. Pitches out to Crockett at the 20, across the 25. At the 30, hurdles one man. Gets a first down as he jumps out to the 35. We haul him down at the 36-yard line.
Quincy Crawford in on the stop for the Vikings. I do see number 26. Got a 26 that we do not have on our roster, Wes. That's Birdman, as I understand. Nick Campbell.
Campbell waiting on the snap. Takes it from the shotgun. And he gives it to number 25. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. The ball came out, but Coffey recovered it. That's Crockett on the carry.
And Larenick Rollins, number 50, in on the tackle for the Vikings. We do have some ninth grade players making the field.
Ball at the 31-yard line. It'll second and 14 from there.
Kevin Edwards on the field for the Vikings.
Bring two men near side. Garner back in the ball game. Goes under center. Tied into our side. Man in motion. And they give it to the fullback. He's across the 35, the 40. Still on his feet at the 50. The 40. The 30. Will we run him down from behind? No. Gets by one man. Touchdown, Trojans. That is Cornelius Crockett, as he trotted 70 yards on that touchdown run.
Against the backup. That'll put Coffee on the scoreboard. 50-6 is your score right now, and they'll go in for their extra point. We had a Viking closing on him, made a dive at his ankles, but he was able to high step out of the little diving tackle.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 1:23 to go in the third, it's the Vikings 50. Coffee 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 50-7, a minute 23 to go. Going back deep, Bill. Darnell Swopes. We got two number fours.
Darnell Swopes
and Jordan Williams. And on this side,
I didn't know you could do that.
We have number one, and I don't see number one. Ball on the ground. We pick it up. Still got our hands on it, and we'll take it at the 22-yard line.
I didn't know you could have the same numbers on the field at the same time. Now, that looked like Jordan Williams, not Darnell Swopes, and that's just a guess, folks.
Two number fours.
That was the other number four.
And I passed my drug test the other day.
You did?
I thought my boss was listening, but I guess not. There he is. He's listening.
He'd be glad to know you passed the drug test.
Well, I didn't want to think I was seeing double out there. And quarterback now, Eric Blanton, takes a snap, gives it to the fullback right up the middle of the bill. That is number 40, D. Daniels. Daniels picks up about 3 yards up to the 26-yard line. Be second and 6 from there. Inside 1 minute to go here in the third period. Coffee still with a lot of their starters in the ball game.
Out wide for the Vikings now, 82. That's Garrett Stout at wide receiver.
Tied into the far side. Blanton gives it again. Oh, that's number 40. That's Daniels. He gets up to about the 29-yard line and has stood straight up. He'll pick up 3 yards, and he knows he got 3 yards on that one.
Well, he was stood up by Tevin Ganey, but he didn't knock him down. He was able to spin out of it and actually pick up a couple yards. Coffey continues to leave all of their starters in on defense. 9-8 seconds left here in the third quarter. They're going to let this quarter go.
And with that, let's take a 60-second break. Vikings lead at 50-7. We go to the fourth quarter, a 60-second break on the Lions High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, we start the fourth quarter. Lanton goes under center. It's 3rd and 3 at the 30-yard line. Take snap, gives on the counter to number one.
Mike Moore.
This is Moore around the 30, the 40, the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, and they haul him down from behind Bell at the 13-yard line.
I tell you, Mike Moore just turned the corner, and I mean he turned on the jet. What a great run by number one, Mike Moore. 57-yard run. And it'll be first down and 10 from the 13-yard line for the Vikings.
Yep. And they've stopped the clock.
Don't know why. Yeah, he's telling the guy to wind it. There he goes. The official up here didn't get the signal, evidently, of the running clock.
All righty, first and 10 from the 13. Blanton under center. Sam Duncan at fullback. Swopes in motion towards us. Gives it to Duncan up the middle. He runs over 1, 2, 3. Fights his way down to the 10-yard line. It's 3 very hard-earned yards for Sam Duncan to the 10. It'll be 2nd and 7 from there.
That'll bring up 2nd down and 7 now for the Vikings.
Garrett Stout comes out to our side of the field. Tyler VanderZanden in the backfield with Duncan. Blanton. Keeps it.
Counter.
Swopes. Number four, Swopes. Swopes gets across the 10, down to about the 9.
And I will say that one's Swopes.
And that'll be 3rd. Bill and about 6. Say 3rd and 7.
Let's see if they turn Eric loose, maybe try and throw the ball. He's 0 for 2 on the season. Only had 2 opportunities to throw the ball. And Eric Blanton has done a fine job when he's had the opportunities to come in at quarterback.
Duncan at fullback. VanderZanden wing back our side. Swopes the far side. Blanton goes under center. VanderZanden in motion. Gives it to Duncan up the middle, and Duncan will fight again for a couple of yards. He'll get to about the 7. Bill, we've got to get to the 3, so it'll be fourth and five from there.
I don't think we're going to see a field goal attempt.
I wouldn't either. 36, that is Sam Napier checks in.
And it will be 4th and 5.
9.5 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Vikings lead 50-7. And threatening again with 4th down.
Blanton takes a snap. Rolls right. Looks. And got a Winston in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Aaron Winston. And there's a flag on the play.
Hold on.
I cannot believe the flag. Good old Aaron. He's been wanting his touchdown catch all year.
Roughing
the
passer.
And it is a touchdown. I see you, Aaron Winston, and I see you, Eric Blanton. Congratulations. Eric Blanton gets a touchdown pass. Aaron Winston gets a touchdown reception after we picked on him last week.
He goes up in the back of the end zone, and he had to go up and make that catch over a Coffey defender.
Alderman in to hold or kick?
Alderman is
to hold.
Matt Mackenstein will kick.
Matt Mackenstein to kick.
And waiting on the snap. We only have 10 men on the field, Bill. Snap up over the head. Mackenstein falls on it back at the 30.
Kick no good. And that one's not Mack's fault. And the Vikings lead 56-7. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back at Martin Stadium. Vikings lead 56-7. 9:13 left in the ball game after a great pass from Eric Blanton to Aaron Winston in the end zone. First touchdown pass of the season for Eric Blanton.
And the ball, the penalty was assessed on the kickoff. Mackenstein will kick off from the Coffee 45-yard line. There's a kick. Squibb. Oh, and it bounces into the end zone. Touchback. And Coffee will take over first and 10 from the 20.
Yeah, Mack didn't get a lot of foot in that, but he got a great high bounce.
9:13 to go.
Viking defense out on the field now. All backups there, too.
And backup quarterback, that is number 17, Carter Adams for Coffee. Two tight end set, man in motion. Adams takes a snap, gives it to the fullback on the counter. He's across the 20, gets out to about the 24-yard line. They'll mark him down there. And that's a four-yard gain. It'll be second and five and a half.
Checking in now for the Vikings, number 59, Dylan Roberts at one of the defensive ends. Also number 44, that's Dale McBurrow. Receiver in motion across. Toss pitch to the receiver, and he'll be hit in the backfield, but he'll stretch forward for about a one-yard gain. He was hit in the backfield by Robert Burrow, slowed him down, able to knock him so that he only picked up a yard. That'll bring up third down and five now for the Trojans.
And I'm trying to get some updates on the region standings here, Bill.
Wholesale changes now for the Vikings on defense. Battles at one of the linebackers, along with number 84. That is Nick Hammack.
Adams in the shotgun, standing back at the 19. Third and five. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out. Oh, just short to number 14. That is Aaron Drew.
In the coverage, looked like Tyquan Lang, number 24 on coverage. That a ninth grader, not on your roster, folks.
And let's see, will they go for it? Fourth and five, nope. Send Aaron Lott back deep to receive. We've got nobody back to return the punt. We've got guys, we're trying to
hustle big men off.
And, Bill, we're going to get caught with hardly nobody. Nope, they send Slopes back.
We got nine people on the field.
Yep.
We got nine. And we still.
And block the punt.
Still block the punt. Battles.
Down Vikings.
We got nine guys on the field, and we blocked the punt. And Battles, I see you. Number 35, James Battle, for another Viking touchdown. Nine on the field, we still blocked the punt. And get a touchdown.
Avery Alderman goes back on the hold. He's calling for Mack to come out there and kick the ball. Come on, Mack, let's go.
He's got Eric Blanton to hold. No, Avery to kick. Avery to kick. Avery Alderman for the extra point attempt. Holding is Eric Blanton.
There's a snap. Ball's down, and the kick's up. And it's good. And with 6:18 to go here in the ball game, it's the Vikings 63. Coffee 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty, we got to come to you here shortly. Vikings lead at 63-7. The kick from Mackenstein taken by Coffee at the 12, across the 15, the 20 goes far side, just pulled that, still on his feet, gets hit again, and he'll go down at the 24-yard line. In on the tackle, number 41, that's Tim St. Fort.
It was Justin Evans that got down there and put a lick on him, almost knocked him down, but the defense was able to rally and get him down.
Avery Alderman, 4'6", 108-pound junior.
Bill West, I was just going to tell y'all guys that down here, this is my favorite time of the game because these starters are down here. They're coaching. They're excited. They're cheering for these JV guys, and these JV guys are giving it all they've got. But it's just so much fun to see these starters cheering on the young guys.
Coffee, two tight ends. Adams goes under center. He's got Campbell in motion. Keeps it, looking to throw. Out in the flats, catch made out at the 30. And we run him out of bounds up about the 37, 38-yard line. That's enough for a first down. About a 13-yard pass play from Clay Robertson.
Who's that?
Five minutes to go.
Elijah Curtis, number nine, on the field, along with Ellis Griffin, number 91. A lot of ninth graders on the field now. Under center, in motion, goes on the counter to the foot, to the back, and he'll pick up about 4 yards. Brought down by number 18, that's Jamal Wright for the Vikings. That'll bring up second down.
I'm trying to get fans right to give us information during the game. Trying to figure out what he was saying.
It will be second down in about six.
Oh, okay. We got two number nines on the field now.
Yeah, we got them all over the
field. You might as well stay where you're at. I got to talk to you. And we get
away. And that's a sack by number 18, Jamal Wright, on the sack.
.342 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 63-7.
Clock continues to run. 3:37. 63-7.
3rd and 12.
3rd and about 12.
Vikings will go to 8-1 on the year. 5-1 in the region. Coffee will drop to 3-6. 1-5. Northside drops to 8-1 with that loss. 7-1 in the region. Warner Robins improved to 6-3. 4-2 in the region. Adams goes under center. Got a man in motion. Drops back to pass. Rolls out. Looks. Throws out. Catch made at the 50 by number 29. And he's got the first down as he gets into Viking territory at our 48-yard line.
Tell you what. These young Vikings doing a great job. Giving up a few yards, but they're standing up.
Bill Colquitt goes to 8-1 after that victory over Houston County. 5-1 in the region. Houston drops to 3-6 and 0-6 in the region.
So we got three teams now with one loss in the region.
And who would have thought Colquitt would have been one of them at the beginning of the year?
Absolutely. I thought they were much better, but I didn't think they would be with a one loss team.
Adams goes under center. Man in motion toward our side of the field. Gives it to the fullback. No, pulls it out. Tries to run with the ball as he gets, fights his way down to about the 45-yard line. Warner Robins will be here next Friday night for an 8 o'clock kickoff. Coffee will travel over to Tift. Valdosta will play Saturday night at Houston County.
That game next Friday night is going to have a lot riding on it with against Warner Robins, who defeated Northside tonight 21-20 late in the fourth quarter.
Warner Robins will come here. Northside will play Colquitt at home next Friday night. And boy, will we be watching that ball game. Adams in the shotgun. A minute 37 to go. Drops back to Shovel, past the 25.
The ball's
on the ground, and they recover it back at their 49. No, they're calling it an incomplete pass and run the clock.
Well, it was going to run anyway.
Goes over. Will they change it?
Guys, this experience these young guys are getting are just—it's just invaluable. You just can't say how much this means to these young guys to get out there, get so much playing time, and it really helps us down the road, because these guys, by the time they get here next year, it's like they play three or four varsity games.
Well, I've said all along, anytime you can take these young kids into the playoffs, you're getting them a whole other season. Marty, don't forget, we're going to get Coach Randy McPherson at the end of this game. We're under a minute now.
3rd and 7. Adams under center. Man in motion. Rolls out to the press box. Looking to throw. Squares up, throws way downfield. Got a man open. Off the fingertips of number 2. That is Walker White.
And he was wide open. Ball hit him right in the hand.
And had he made that catch, he could have scored.
I don't know. We had a couple guys down there. I was watching number 34, Quincy Crawford, I think could have made the tackle. 20 seconds, 19. And that may be it.
Adams looks to the sidelines. We're at 11-10.
They may get one more playoff here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And they snap it. They'll get one last play. Throws downfield. Nothing there. And that's the ball. Oh, they're just going to call What are they going to call?
Wait a minute.
Let's see what he calls.
I think he got one of the offensive linemen for coffee.
No flag.
Yeah, he got lineman for coffee blocking a little after the play there, but he waved it off, so the game will be over.
That's ball game. Vikings lead, win 63-7. We'll keep it right here to Marty.
Yeah,
we'll get with Coach McPherson. Vikings improved to 8-1 on the year, 5-1 in the region. Coffee goes to 3-6, 1-5, and sets up two big showdowns next Friday night. Warner Robins comes here looking to be an upset spoiler, while Cockwood goes to Northside. And we'll be pulling for Coach Prost and the Packers.
Yeah, we will. Want to thank Bemis Barbecue on Bemis Road, where they're a wink and a blink past Cat Creek Road, our post-game sponsor. We'll have some words from them as soon as I see Marty down there with Coach McPherson. Go ahead, Marty.
Coach Mac, another dominant region victory. Congratulations to your Vikings. Tell us, what are your thoughts about tonight's game?
I'm just proud of the way they played. They played hard. Everybody got to play. It was just a big night for us.
Coach, you got one more regular season game next week. We've got Warner Robins here, and of course, it's going to be a big game after their victory tonight over Northside. So I know you're going to relish this victory, but go ahead and start looking to next week, aren't you?
Not just yet, but we're going to try to enjoy this one for a little while, and we'll be ready.
We'll see you next week. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, Marty. Vikings win 63-7. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back on the Bemis Barbecue post-game report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne. Vikings win 63-7 to go to 8-1 on the year, 5-1 in the region, and for practical purposes, and a tie for first place with Northside since they lost tonight. However, we know about the head-to-head. So.
Yeah. Record-wise, you're right. Now what really happens is we're pulling for Colquitt. Colquitt could be playing for either second or third place if we win. There's a lot of things that can happen now. If Northside wins next Friday, they're going to be in the number one spot. We win, we'll be in the number two. That's kind of where you think things may happen. But there's a lot of wrinkles now with this one loss to Northside as they go and host the Colquitt Packers next week, because Colquitt could be playing for a home playoff game by winning that ball game.
Absolutely. Bill, you got some stats for us?
I do. Final stats tonight. Here at game time, we'll have our final stats. You can always catch those at www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll update our stats usually by Sunday night or Monday morning. We've got the official stats uploaded there, and you can always check any of the games this year. But our game-ending stats here tonight, Lowndes win 63-7 over the Trojans of Coffee High School. First downs tonight, Coffee with 9, Lowndes with 11. Rushing tonight, 35 carries for 95 yards for Coffee, 24 carries, 257 yards for the Vikings. Passing tonight, 9 of 20 for 75 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions for Coffee. The Vikings, 6 of 8, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. Total plays, Coffee with 55, Lowndes with 32. Total offense, Coffee 170, the Vikings with 327. No fumbles tonight for the Vikings. And Coffee fumbled twice but did recover. Penalties, 3 penalties for 36 yards for Coffee, 6 penalties for 60 yards for the Vikings. Punting tonight, no punts for the Vikings. 5 punts for an average of 20.2 yards for Coffee. The leading rusher for Coffee, and that is, let me get my roster out here, number 25 is their leading rusher. That is Cornelius Crockett, 11 carries for 92 yards. Their leading receiver, number 14, Aaron Drew, 14 carries for three catches for 24 yards. Our leading rusher, Troy Braswell, 6 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. And the leading receiver, number 25, Josh Clemens, 1 catch for 22 yards. And those are your final game-ending stats on a great night as the Vikings defeat the Trojans 63-7.
I want to remind everybody of the Lowndes High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about tonight's ball game, and we'll also talk about the next week's ball game against Warner Robins. You can listen to it live on 99.5 Kicks Country or www.thevikingvoice.com. via the World Wide Web. That is at 7 o'clock. Come early. Get yourself a good seat. Lots of players are always there. Coaches are there. We're always having a great, we have a great, great time. And invite you to come out and enjoy it as we get ready to move into the second season.
Yep,
Marty Rogers, where are you, buddy?
We need his game-ending synopsis because we really didn't have time for
him. I am making my way, guys.
He didn't have his halftime synopsis.
What a game.
Yeah, well, it really was.
There he is.
He's had a chance to speak with Dr. Smith and a couple of the touchdown club and board members down on the sidelines as I was coming up. And I tell you, we all look up at the scoreboard and think, man, we sure are feeling a little spoiled. Because this isn't common to be able to look up and see a region victory, 63-7, but we'll take it.
You're going to be breathing hard by the time you get up here.
Marty, got a trivia question for you. What's the largest margin of victory you've had over coffee?
Over coffee?
Mm-hmm.
69, wasn't it?
I'd imagine to say it was 63-7. Is that not
right? Try 69-3.
When was that?
That 04, was 05?
No, it was 03 or 04.
Yeah, it was early, but yeah, that was a game that really expected to play closer than that and absolutely blew them out.
And it happened right here.
It
Marty, give us your
game-ending synopsis.
Game-ending synopsis. Well, actually, I mean, I just think that we dominated both sides of the ball tonight.
Yeah, what else
started
you going to say?
Started off early, hit them early. Troy had a couple good runs, but I just think we dominated the line of scrimmage, and we just had more talent. And really, there's not one facet of the game that you can point your finger to say that was the difference. It was just a complete dominant performance, and I think our team is peaking at the right time. We got a big game next week. Really looking forward to that one, and couldn't pick a better time to peak going into to the end of the season, and then, of course, the playoffs starting in 2 weeks.
All right, Bill?
I agree, absolutely, and it is. There's going to be a game here next Friday night. The stadium's going to be packed. Warner Robins, they always bring a big crowd. The Vikings are going to be here loud and proud, and against a team that is flying high right now, beating their arch rival 21-20 on a final play, almost a final play, late in the fourth quarter on a 47-yard touchdown pass on fourth down to win 21-20. That's got a team with no quit. Wes?
Well, y'all said it all, and we won the war of the trenches and returned 2 punts for touchdowns, had 2 touchdown passes, 327 yards of total offense, just a total dominating performance by our Lowndes High Vikings. Like I say, to improve to 8-1 on the year, 5-1 in the region, and we will be pulling for Colquitt next Friday night as they travel up to Northside, because we would like to have first place and be here at home for the first 2 playoff games.
It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Yeah, I was waiting for, because you're talking to Cole Parker's dad. I was going to give Steve a hard time, but you're talking to him. So anyway,
it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been produced by LaJuan Haynes. It has been engineered by LaJuan Haynes, produced by Justin Smothers. It is a golly, I'm just getting all tongue-tied here, Bill. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice, LLC. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, I'm Wes James. Good night. For Marty Rogers and Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Vikings win 63-7. Good night, Lowndes County.